Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I am very grateful for your presence today. We are moving through a lot of big energies at this time. It is April 9th, 2014, and whether you are listening to this show live or you're listening to it later, I think you're going to find the information we talk about here highly relevant. We're focusing on consciously using ego energies. And what that means is understanding how your ego can be very supportive of your dreams, your life purpose, in celebrating yourself and others, when it is in alignment with your higher self energy, with a very strong intention, and when it is properly integrated into yourself and into your self-love. I'm going to talk about all of this a little bit more in the show, but I just want to throw out that the ego is a part of you that needs to be embraced, accepted, and loved. We see so many examples of unhealthy ego energies in our lives. Power struggles, competition, comparison, too much pride, excessive righteousness. I mean, the list goes on and on. Because of that, the ego has gotten a very bad rap. But we're going to consciously bring it back into balance within yourself. And I'm going to share with you some ways to deal or move through situations when you feel that you're receiving an onslaught of ego energies from someone else. So we have a lot of good stuff in the show today, and I thank you for being here as always. Now, I like to start by just taking a very deep, calming breath. Really inhale, big, you know, you feel your lungs expand. Exhale and just blow out and release old energy, old air. Do this a few times right now as a way to ground yourself in the present moment, as a way to calm, center, and balance yourself, and just to remember the gifts of right now and the gratitude of being alive, the gratitude of being here on the earth, in your life, with your gifts, with all of you. I feel this is so important right now. There is a lot of big energy stuff and shifts and changes and transitions happening all over the world. Always return to your breath. And something else you can do, no matter where you are, is to simply place a hand on your heartbeat again, to ground yourself, to bring you into the present, to connect with this life force that is within you. It's really powerful and really grounding at the same time. And it just has a way of returning you to yourself. Starting the day with this type of grounding exercise is crucial right now, as is any type of meditation practice, yoga, any kind of body healing work that you can fit into your schedule right now is important. On my website, consciouscoolchic.com, there are 3 free meditations that you can download. They are of different length of time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and 20 minutes. One is a introduction to meditation if it's new for you. One is a chakra cleansing. And the other is called I Just Need 5 Minutes to Myself. And each of these meditations can be downloaded onto your phone, your tablet, your computer, and they can travel with you. And that's why I made them, is so that you can take this meditation energy with you out into the world and always have it right on hand. So check that out. One more announcement to share with you. I have new marketing courses that are starting this week. The first one is April 10th. And these courses are called Author Awesomeness, although they are designed for any artist, healer, messenger, coach, anyone who has information they want to share who are looking for you. People are looking for you right now, for your services, your gifts, your messages. That is so important right now, is to know that people are looking for you, and I'm going to help you amplify your messages to take you to a new level with your marketing. These courses are going to be every 2 weeks. You need to sign up on consciouscoolchic.com. Go to the top navigation bar where it says Author Awesomeness. Sign up there. And these live calls are going to be available as MP3 downloads. So if you missed the live call, just go to the website and you can download the call for free. We're going to cover a ton of information. I'm very excited about marketing. I tend to talk really fast. I get excited. I have to ground myself because it's a passion of mine. And I love supporting other spiritual people with their businesses and getting you out there. So there's going to be a lot of good energy, a lot of good information. Sign up and you will be in the loop about those courses and all the ways you can reach more people who are looking for you. So let's get started with this topic of conscious ego energies. Now, there are many different philosophies, if you will, about the ego. And some spiritual experts and teachers believe that the ego is bad, or that you have to get rid of the ego, or that you should be egoless. I have a different viewpoint to share with you. And as with everything I share, I ask that you check in with yourself. You determine if it fits for you, if it's right for you, if it resonates. And the philosophy that I want to assert is that your ego is an ally, and it is not possible to get rid of it while you are in human form, because your ego is a life force energy. It wants you to succeed. It wants you to be the best you can be. It is the energy of am, and I am connected. The ego is all about making you better, improving you, supporting your growth. And when this comes from a healthy place, it is how you experience greater success, abundance, self-love, self-acceptance. This is the best role of the ego. It's that it is able to say, I am a part of the whole universe, the whole globe, all of humanity. I am connected to the whole and I am valuable. The ego, when it is a healthy expression, reminds you that you are valuable. You are loved. You deserve respect. You deserve to have what your heart desires. And the ego supports this in us. It's the part of you that wants to stand up and say, I have something to say. I have gifts to contribute. I have something special to share. And then it allows you to, I want to say, push or nudge or stretch yourself even further into the expansiveness of who you are. And so when the ego is in a healthy place, it is very content. It is self-loving. It is self-honoring. It is strong throughout all of your chakras. It is vibrant. It has courage and pride and all of these qualities that support you being the best version of yourself in the world. I think of it as the ego helps you shine. It helps you reach your goals. It's the energy that says, I'm going to get up today, this morning, and I'm going to get some stuff done. I am going to knock out my to-do list. I am going to be productive. I'm going to create. The ego wants to create and express itself. So you can see how when it's in a healthy place, this is a vital life force. And it's connected to happiness, your experience of happiness. It's connected to understanding your gifts and the best of you that you can share with others. And so we can know this, right? We can understand that, okay, this is working for me. The ego works for me. I am consciously choosing the highest expression of this energy, standing strong in who I am and my ability to shine. And what is key to healthy ego energy is your intention. It all comes back to intention. When you are sharing your gifts with the world, and say this is in your business, this is through your creative expression, this is with clients, with your friends, this is online. When you are sharing your gifts, what is your intention? Chances are your intention is to help other people, is to be of assistance, to be of service. Chances are it's to let people know, hey, maybe I have a solution for you. Perhaps it's to contribute greater positive energy to a space, to a conversation, to a situation. Perhaps your intention is to uplift others, to encourage other people, to motivate them. Perhaps your intention is just to demonstrate your own self-courage, to try something new, to say, I've never really shared this part of myself before, and now I'm ready. In which case, your intention is rooted in self-love and self-acceptance. These are all healthy demonstrations of your ego. And as you progress on your spiritual path, it will be your responsibility to continue to self-evaluate that your ego is in a healthy place, that you are coming from a place of good intentions. So this brings up some interesting dynamics, because the reality in our real world, with all these different energies swirling about, all these different people at different levels of consciousness, a variety of perspectives, perceptions, interpretations, there are people who will resist your shining, meaning they will not be able to support you sharing your gifts or your messages. They won't be able to meet you in that same energetic space. It could be they're having a bad day, they're going through a rough phase, they don't have the capacity to see you in a positive light. There's numerous reasons. But this is where, when you are shining and feeling strong in your ego energy and feeling that it's coming from a healthy place, you might be triggering others who cannot be in that same space with you through their own conscious or unconscious choice. They're not able to meet you there. And this is where you become a trigger for their unhealthy ego energies. And as I'm saying this, I can hear that many of you are, you're saying, yes, 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 yes. This is exactly what's going on right now. Because there's so many different energies on the planet right now. It's dynamic. It is, let's say, crazy and a little chaotic, because there's so many different things swirling about for different people. People are being challenged right now. Things are falling apart or breaking down. You know, people are trying to do something the way they've always done it, and it's not working. They're scared. There's fear. There's uncertainty, anxiety. And what happens is there isn't a known path to deal with that. And instead, there becomes these unconscious reactions or outlets. And if you are feeling good about yourself, if things are going great for you, if you're on a high note, or you know things are just coming together, you can be a target, or you can be that trigger for them. And so it's really important right now, more important than ever, to have some strategies and ways of dealing with these different egoic intentions. So let's say that you have something really great happening in your life, and it's a success, it's an accomplishment, it's a great development, it's, you know, it could be a new job, a raise, it could be you met someone special, or, you know, you're ready to do something new with your business, or whatever it might be in your life. You'll probably notice that there are people who can meet you there in that uplifting vibe. They support you, they're excited for you, they're cheering you on, they're celebrating you. Realistically, that could be a smaller percentage than what you'd like. And then there'll be people who will take those same wonderful developments, celebrations, achievements, and because they can't meet you in that space, they might turn it around on you. And they might say you're being egoic, or you're being self-absorbed, or you're being narcissistic, or you're being, you know, any number of insults that people like to throw out, because they're not understanding that the very words they're saying are only a reflection of their own energy and where they are right now. And so you could be on the receiving end of those unhealthy egoic energies. People who maybe don't have something good happening right now, and they resent you for it. Or you could have energy of competition, or you could feel something like a power struggle with others, and maybe it's in words, maybe you have a conversation with somebody and you just sense that, you know, they're really not in a place of understanding or connecting with you in your successes. And I know that many of you who listen to this show, you're empathic, you're highly sensitive, you're intuitive, you're aware of energy dynamics. You pick up on the subtleties. And that's one of the reasons why it was important for me to do this show for you, because you need just some strategies where you feel strong in you from a very well-intentioned place, and you don't feel yourself dipping into those lower vibes or going into a place within yourself that you really don't want to go to. Because we all have an ego, and we all can go into those shadow ego places. And frankly, I believe it's okay at times. It's very human. It's that part of you that's annoyed with somebody, or you are wanting to maybe combat what they're saying, or you're disagreeing with them. You're feeling, oh gosh, there's so many things that could come up, right? You can have those unconscious reactions from your ego, and it's okay to have those. It doesn't do any good for you to create self-judgment around an ego, a lower ego energy, because if you do, if you're judging yourself for, say, feeling a power struggle with somebody, you're creating more shame or more guilt or more self-judgment within yourself. Instead, what we are learning right now is how to be our own observers of these passing storms. So think of it as a passing storm. If at times you feel a reaction to somebody or they really trigger you, see it as a passing storm, and it doesn't mean you have to engage in it. So here are some ways of dealing with big ego energies. And I think that this is vital right now because April 2014 is one of the most energetically intense months in years, literally in years. And I'm speaking from an astrological viewpoint where we have some really big astrology transits happening. And when there are big changes, it brings up unconscious ego energies because everyone just wants to feel safe. They just want to be sick, want to lose, quote unquote, something. They don't want to, you know, have something terrible happen. So underneath it all, if you're picking up any fears or anyone's anxiety or negativity, any of that stuffy, you know, the gunk, understand that it's because the ego wants to feel safe and is just a little scared. That doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it permittable, but just to have that higher perspective. It's so important to protect yourself from these swirling energies. Here's some things you can do. First of all, withdraw your energy. Call your energy back to you. Call your power back to you. You can do that at any time, in any way, by simply stating, I call my full energy back to my presence now. I call my full power back to me now. And as you do this, you can visualize yourself surrounded by beautiful, pure white light. Very simple, very instant. You can do it anywhere. You're standing in a conference room. You are sitting in the car. You are at the grocery store. You're at dinner with your family. This type of visual of calling in white light to cleanse you is important. And you can just mentally say to yourself, I withdraw all my energy now. Now, it's going to be important to continually observe your emotional reactions and your trigger zones. And this will be a matter of breathing into yourself and becoming an observer. And so if you're in a conversation with somebody, they're literally right in front of your face, and maybe it's, say, a boss or a clerk at the store or someone in your life, and they are exerting some yucky egoic energies, in those breaths that you're taking, you can literally become an observer and say, this person is upset. This person is trying to engage in an ego power struggle with me. Just say a phrase to yourself that describes what's happening in a very neutral way, because that's going to help you energetically detach, and it's going to help you not take it personal, and it's also going to give you just that beat of distance. Instead of they are yelling at me, you just say, this is a person who's upset about blah, blah, blah. You're giving yourself that instant to call in your energy, to be very present in the moment, and to describe the scenario in a way that is matter of fact. Another way that you can deal with any of this, the negative ego energies are swirling around you, is to right now look at what, connect to the wisdom of your higher self. Take the high road. What's the high road? Well, it involves peace, compassion, neutrality, forgiveness, love, and acceptance. Think it through for yourself. What is the best way for you to connect with a peaceful situation or a peaceful energy while you're in an intense situation? And I think it's important to know that this is a practice. This won't be perfect every time. It's a practice. You know, every situation is a little different. Every scenario calls for something else. But how would you consciously choose to be in a situation, bond to it, knowing that you always have power over your response? It could be as simple as, I sense a lot of emotion in this situation for you. Can you tell me more? It can be as simple as, can you explain to me more about your perspective? Can you share with me more about what you're seeing in the situation? One way that you can move through any kind of experience where there are big ego energies happening, ask questions. Ask a question in response. Gather more information. Now, this assumes that there's a civilized conversation going on. If somebody's yelling or being abusive or being bullied, that's different. That is about standing up for yourself, my friend. That is standing up for yourself with strength. And I recommend thinking about some strategic phrases you can say. Think about it right now in your life, in previous times where you needed to stand up for yourself. In hindsight, what phrases could you have said? As simple, and it could be something like, I disagree with what you're saying, and it's not okay to treat me that way. Or, I am not going to participate in this conversation at this time. Let's talk about it later. Or, it's not okay for me I'm not okay being spoken to that way. So if you'd like to talk about this later, let me know. You know, there's simple things you need to assert here that come from the healthy expression of your ego. Remember, at its highest place, your ego is about valuing yourself and loving yourself. What ways can you communicate that? And I feel that this is really important right now because, as I said, there's so many changes going on and a lot of people are in very different places and they're having a really hard time. And it's easier to take that out on somebody, or it's easy to not have responsibility or to be unaware. You are responsible for your energy and for being the best you can be, and for standing strong in yourself and believing in your voice, in your perspective, and for exercising self-care. So as we move through the weeks ahead and throughout 2014, I would recommend being aware of how you can be stronger in yourself in a very healthy way that is loving to yourself and loving to others. And also, it's interesting, I'm feeling it's like an intellectual understanding and an objective understanding, meaning there's a way for you to just say, I'm very secure in what I'm doing, and I understand that others can't meet me in that space, and that's okay. Many of you have been doing your spiritual work for a very long time. It's a passion. It's a commitment. It is a vital part of your life. And to that, I say you must continue. You must make further strides in your self-growth, and incorporating healthy expressions of your ego is part of the agenda right now, if you will. It's allowing yourself to shine and to feel good about what you're doing, even if there are a few people, only a few people who can see that or connect there. Your commitment to yourself is so important right now. You can't hold back. You can't go backwards. You can't slow down or even dishonor yourself, right? You have to honor you. You have to continue to follow what is best for you. And that is really an amazing intention, because you're also then showing others how to do that, allowing that level of self-love to be a natural part of your frequency and your vibration. And it's important to be realistic. As I said earlier, not everyone wants you to shine. It's just the truth. Not everyone wants you to be successful or wants you to be liked or wants good things for you. That's because they don't have it within themselves right now. That is their own work to do. That is their own choice to make. They most definitely have access to it, but you don't have control over that. And so I feel that it's really important for many people to hear and to know that at the same time, you don't require that. You don't require everyone to approve of you or to love you or to be able to understand what you're achieving. Because you, as a soul and in your self-identity, you are not dependent upon others for that level of acknowledgement and validation. Rather, you source it from within. you give yourself validation, you give yourself acknowledgement and high fives and say, I really did amazing today, or I'm really excited about what I'm creating because I know it's serving people, it's helping others, it's contributing positive energy to the world. And that is why your ego is your ally, because your ego is helping you be more successful, be more of yourself, and to really create the life of your dreams. Now, the ego is such a big topic, and there's many ways this can go. If you have any more questions about ego energy, you can reach out to me on consciouscoolchic.com and ask a spiritual question. It's right on the website there. It's a drop-down menu under the navigational nice to meet you. You can ask me more if you want some more specifics or assistance with this part of your journey. I'm always happy to assist you. And coming up on next week's show, I'm really excited about this topic. The title of the show is Why Divine Feminine Energy Will Save the World. Yes, I'm being bold. I'm saying it boldly. Divine Feminine Energy will save the world. And I'm going to share why I believe this and the examples of it and the bigger cosmic perspective. It is time for a rise in feminine energy that will nurture, love, and connect us. So it's going to be a really exciting topic. Please join me for that. You can always listen to these shows on Blog Talk Radio, or you can download any episode on iTunes. And then the following week, towards the end of April, it's actually, I think, April 23rd, that topic is going to be about one of the 2014 spiritual themes. Back in January, I did that show about 2014 spiritual themes. You can download that episode and still listen to it. It's highly relevant. And one of those themes that I mentioned was about spiritual life cycles. And that was about spiritual infants, spiritual children, spiritual teenagers, and spiritual adults. In the April 23rd show, I'm going to talk more about each of those cycles, those stages, and the attributes and lessons of each. Because every stage of our spiritual growth has lessons, has things we are healing and completing and evolving. It has different gifts. So we're going to look at those stages, and that's going to be awesome. You know, that information came through spirit, and I love sharing that type of stuff because I never know what's going to come through. It's quite fun, but I hope you can join me for that as well. As I said, April is a dynamic month in astrology, so I'll have some more bonus shows about astrology transits, how they could be affecting you, what they mean. Some important information. So please subscribe to this radio show on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to the homepage there, blogtalkradio.com/Molly McCord, you can follow the show and then you'll receive emails and updates about the latest episodes. So as always, thank you for being here, my friend. I hope that this was valuable and gave you some really important things to think about and connect you to more of your own unlimited well of self-love and self-acceptance. That's really what it's all about right now, and I'm completely supporting you and cheering you on. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week on the broadcast. Take good care.
I have become alive. I've that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. I'm home.